Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the gathering place of the First Congregational Church in Ithaca. Special welcome to the additional musicians and all here. Please take a moment to look at their names in the back of the buff page and be sure to greet them after the service and thank them and enjoy them in the meantime. No matter where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace to all of goodwill.
We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory. Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Let us ask God to forgive us using first the printed prayer of confession, followed by a moment of silent personal prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry and pass by those who mourn. We are deaf to the cries of the oppressed and indifferent to calls for peace. We despise the weak and abuse the earth you made. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of life abundant, given in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. You who takes away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Friends, believe the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. And as we have been reconciled to God, let us be reconciled to one another. Please take a moment now to greet each other in Christ's peace.
Good morning. We have two readings, and both of them are from times of the end. The first is from the book of Revelations, when the new Jerusalem comes down from heaven, and it's pretty much the end of the Christian Bible, the story at the end. So in the Spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city of Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple was the sovereign Lord God and the Lamb. And the city had no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. By its light shall the nations walk, and the kings of the earth shall bring into it all their splendor. The gates of the city shall never be shut by day, and there will be no night. The wealth and splendor of the nations shall be brought into it, but nothing unclean shall enter, nor anyone whose ways are false or foul, but only those who are inscribed in the Lamb's roll of the living. Then he showed me the river of the water of life, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the city's street. On either side of the river stood a tree of life, which yields 12 crops of fruit, one for each month of the year. The leaves of the trees serve for the healing of the nations. Every accursed thing shall disappear. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants shall worship him. They shall see him face to face, and bear his name on their foreheads. There will be no more night, nor will they need the light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they shall reign forevermore. Second reading comes from the book of John, and this is Jesus talking with his disciples very shortly before he gets arrested. So these are among the last things that he says before he is taken away. They are asking him a number of questions. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will heed what I say. Then my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. But he who does not love me does not heed what I say. And the word you hear is not mine, it is the word of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am still here with you, but your advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will call to mind all that I have told you. Peace is my parting gift to you, my own peace, such as the world cannot give. Set your troubled hearts at rest and banish your fears. You heard me say, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would have been glad to hear that I was going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now, beforehand, so that when it happens, you may have faith." May the Lord bless the hearing of this word.
Children can come up to the front now.
So we're landing here. Anybody else?
Did you notice what our plan is for today?
No.
Was that one good? Okay, well, the flowers are not so clear here, but notice the stuff up there? Did you pick up that this is Music Celebration Sunday here? That's sort of like a big last thing that the choir has been preparing, and we've got extra musicians there. And we're all sort of celebrating out. The first hymn is a great one, "When in Our Music God is Glorified." And the whole idea is to say thank you to a bunch of people right now for having worked so hard at bringing music into this church room. And what they're playing is something called a Mass in G. And long, long ago, there would be special music that would sort of happen all during the communion service. We've got communion today. But we're not going to do it quite the old-fashioned way. But the music that they're doing was originally part of the flow of the communion service. So that's kind of cool. And I think they really, really worked hard at this and that they deserve a thank you. So I'm going to use you guys to thank the choir and, all the other people. And if you were in one of the choirs or chime thing or whatever, you get to count a thank you yourself. I think that you're going to need to thank all of them, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But actually, any Sunday, there are two choirs in a church. Can you tell me what they are? I'm a little sneaky, you're right. Okay, so that one's easy, right? All the people in the blue shirts, right? So that's one choir. No, that's not our choir. This is our choir. No, the whole congregation is the choir. Think about the hymns. I'm not the choir, and my wife would explain why that's a bad thing to say. Because I can't carry a tune in a wheelbarrow. So everybody is the choir. When you think about the doxology and the hymns and all that, everybody is the choir. And that's just part of it. So we're all praising God. It's just they work on that particular thing. And just like there's some people who work on the Sunday school, and you go to Sunday school and aren't that part of the church, they're sort of the music leaders, but they're not the only ones. So when we're singing together, or even if they're singing, they're singing sort of as a group of us. So there's really either two or one humongous choir in any church. And even you are part of that when you sing along. So you're part of the thank you that I'm going to do. Do you remember on Palm Sunday what I asked you to do? Do you remember the word?
Hosanna.
Right. And that's sort of a yay God thing.
Yeah.
So I want you all, on the count of three, to say thank you to all those folks and the people who've done other things during the rest of the year. They're not here now. And then I want you to add Hosanna at the end of that, okay? So we're going to say thank you, Hosanna. Now, how are you at making a big noise when you're sitting? Do you do better when you're standing up?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you stay seated. Okay, everybody else, and you can stand up. Okay, everybody else, turn and thank. Maybe we'll do it two times. First, we'll have you do it, and then we'll see if the rest of the choir back there knows how to do this too, okay? So we're going to first, on the count of three, say thank you to the choir and the musicians and Mr. Cowdery and everybody. And then we're going to say Hosanna, okay? Ready? One, two, three. Thank you, Hosanna. Now, everybody, say thank you, Hosanna. One, two, three. Thank you, Hosanna. So let's do a quick prayer, and then you can go off and do your Hosanna thing. Okay. Dear God, we thank you for music. From little kids and even babies kind of making happy noises, all the way up to people who have gone to lots of classes in school and practice and practice and practice. Thank you that we can all enjoy your music when we share it, because sharing it is what music is for. We pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you again.
You're welcome. Okay, the door's open. Look.
Thank you. Amen.
O Christ, risen and triumphant, O Holy Spirit, ever present, O Creator who loves and redeems us, we sing and pray praises to you, rejoicing that you have offered us salvation in Jesus and that you comfort us when afflicted and prod us when comfortable. That you have called us into this communion where we are nurtured, sheltered, and preserved. For a million blessings, we thank you. As we look at the world around us, well, we know the needs and hardships, the trials and tribulations, the heartaches, spirit aches, and body aches of our neighbors near and far. Our souls feel the anguish of the people of Syria, Afghanistan, and other places of conflict. Given how the deaths and injuries in Boston still occupy our hearts, we cannot imagine how much grief is around the building collapse in Bangladesh with so many, many more. We pray for victims of storm and tornado and wildfire. We lift the ill and the injured, the worn out and the careworn, the sad, the lonely, the victimized and perpetrator, the addicted and the afflicted. So many people need so much, not just from us, but from you. We pray for the world. We thank you for the flowering of the world and for the helpers who have surrounded David Wong and his family, for prayers for Don and his family, celebrating with Joanne, continuing to pray for Kathy, with gratitude for our youth and for a whole generous congregation. As we gather at your communion table, Lord, we ask you to nourish our hearts and souls, but also to nourish our congregation and its spirit. As we take the morsel of bread and dip the cup, feed us and prepare us and provide us with the energy and spirit which will help us to find this congregation in the best, most faithful way to reach our neighbors, serve you, and promote our gospel. And please, Lord, let us take that indwelling hope and express it and collect it and distill and structure it and direct it into holy conversation in our congregational life. We've been delighted and moved by the music which has filled the sanctuary and our ears and our souls, not just today, but over the past months, for rehearsals of practice, for singers and musicians of all kinds, for handbells and young voices, for the work that has gone on behind the scenes, for planning and selecting pieces, for those who get the service ready, those who prepare and fold the bulletins, for the combination of anticipation and humor and spiritual excitement and all the things that happen before the choir enters worship. We thank you and them. For your heavenly music here on our corner of earth, we are just so happy. We also lift for your consideration the confirmation class and mentors, Alexander and Mike, Ryan and Mila, Megan and Wendy, Justin and Matt, Sadie and Linda, Tommy and Cindy, Zofie and Rhonda. Be with all of us here gathered. Bless our thoughts, shape them, give us the wherewithal and the vision to follow your calling into the future, even if it worries us or threatens to change us. You have preserved this outpost of your gospel thus far, and we trust you to lead us onward, to be better and more faithful tomorrow than yesterday, to serve you and love you, and that all around us will know that we really mean it when we pray in your name. O God of all grace, accept our prayers, we pray.
Thank you.
Come now to a chance to share various things that are happening in the congregation before we share our offerings. I believe there are a handful of announcements. I know that one thing is that we will have a brief informational meeting of the congregation following the lemonade that the kids will be serving outside.
Hi,
those who have ears here.
Sorry, I stole your thunder. Hi, I'm Patricia Baxter. I remembered Marcy. And I just want to please call your attention to the announcements in the bulletin, particularly as they relate to Feed My Starving Children. Again, I'm promoting the Silent Auction International Food Event that's going to be held on Friday evening, June 14th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and we're going to need a lot of helping hands. So please sign up for something and contact Myla Strauderman or myself. Thank you very much.
Also want to highlight the okay, go to the right place, please. Also, quick reminder that the youth will be assisting on the Feed My Starving Children's pasta dinner on May 17th. Well, this is one time when you can actually pull out your phone and log something into your calendar program. We also have a craft thing for Mother's Day on Saturday. Remind you again of the lemonade sales that are listed in the bulletin. I will speak a little bit of it during the information time today about the informal conversations to help me understand what you guys have experienced over the last couple of years. There's a note about that. Women's Spring Retreat. Calendar. Okay. Oh, one matter of personal privilege, which is there are a few brochures for Camp Whitman on Seneca Lake, which just happens to be my Presbytery's summer camp. But you should understand it is somewhat on the rustic side, even though it has a music camp and a strong waterfront program. And then lastly, we are getting within seeing Pentecost coming along, and it's one of my things to have everybody possible wear red for Pentecost. Marcy's ahead of the game. And this year, I'd like to use a theme around wind chimes. So if you have some preferably melodious wind chimes, please bring those. If you've got some sort of because I want to have smallish ones for people in the pews to make a little noise while the word spirit is read during the scripture lessons. But if you've got some really significant musically oriented ones, we may let you bring those in and set them up maybe on a rack or something so that they can add a little more oomph to the... Yes, I know somebody going to it. So please wear red, at least a red tie, and bring wind chimes for Pentecost May 13th or 19th. Are there any other? God has given us everything. Let us return now to God a portion of what God gives us as we dedicate our lives, our tithes, and our offerings.
Thank you.
Accept these offerings now brought before you, O God, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Grant that they may be symbols of our love and of ourselves now, offered more fully to you. Use these gifts and us, we pray, to the end that your realm may come and your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please, all is prepared. closing in prayer. Bountiful God, we give thanks that you have refreshed us at your table. Strengthen our faith, increase our love for one another, and send us forth into the world in courage and peace, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus.